Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralIsleHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He says their relationship is very, very strong. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, but President Trump criticized the British Prime Minister Theresa May in a newspaper interview ahead of their meeting today, saying she's mishandling the UK's separation from the European Union, also saying that Boris Johnson would be an excellent prime minister. He just resigned as May's foreign secretary. Nevertheless, President Trump said going into their meeting at the prime minister's country residence today.
Today we're talking trade, we're talking military, we just looked at some incredible anti-terrorism things that are being done here in conjunction with the United States.
There are protests over this visit around England, including a big one in London featuring a giant Trump baby balloon. The president and prime minister just started speaking to reporters now. He and the first lady meet Queen Elizabeth in a few hours. A former FBI lawyer who traded anti-Trump text messages with the FBI agent she was seeing speaks to members of Congress today. Live in D.C., here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, Lisa Page is expected to go behind closed doors with members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees today after having to fight a subpoena. Her appearance comes a day after her former colleague and lover, Peter Strzok, was grilled publicly over those text messages he exchanged with Page during the 2016 campaign. Strzok went on the offense when Republican Louie Gohmert went after him over their affair.
Goes more to a discussion about your character and what you stand for and what is going inside you.
It's to your credibility and lost your credibility.
The exchange played out over shouted objections from Democrats. Chris?
Rachel, a man and his two children are dead in an apparent murder-suicide near Houston, Texas. The kids were 7 and 12. Their mom wasn't home. Their grandmother says she was out running an errand with the father of one of those kids, stepfather of the other, came and picked them up and then shot them and himself to death at another home. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Summer sales event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Several members of the Trump administration right now are on their way to Mexico.
Now that Mexico's election is over, it's back to business. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with Mexico's president Enrique Peña Nieto and the new president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador. López Obrador is a leftist and populist. The delegation Pompeo's with gives some insight into the discussion topics. Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Immigration along with NAFTA renegotiations are top administration priorities. López Obrador has indicated he is open to staying in NAFTA and praised President Trump for not mentioning the border wall when they spoke after his election win earlier this month. The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is also on this Mexico trip. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Seven endangered black rhinos have died after a move last month to a different national park in Kenya meant to boost the population. The Kenya Wildlife Service has made moves like this several times in the past successfully, and the cause of these rhinos' deaths has not been released. An official, though, tells the Associated Press anonymously there was negligence. Even closer to extinction now, Blockbuster Home Video.
Not too many years ago, they seemed to be everywhere.
Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a theater.
In 2004, there were 9,000 Blockbuster stores, but then came Netflix, Redbox, and on-demand streaming movies. Blockbuster filed for bankruptcy in 2013. A deal with Dish Network allowed some stores to stay open, primarily in places like Alaska, where internet service was prohibitively expensive. Stores in Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska, announcing yesterday they'll rent out their last movies this weekend and close for good on Monday. Then, the Blockbuster store in Bend, Oregon, will be the last one standing. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Nissan is recalling 105,000 Versas from 2011 and 12 to replace Takata airbag inflators that can explode. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Oh, man, we used to go to Blockbuster all the time. One more in Bend, Oregon.
That's right.
Thousands were out there, but it was the one where Ponderosa used to be.
That's right.
Now it's Meatheads. But that was a big old Blockbuster. We used to take the kids in there, and the little sticker. What did the sticker say?
Be kind. Rewind.
And they put them in the machines, again, to rewind for you. Oh, man. But we used to, I mean, they packed on Fridays. And the kids could pick a couple of movies, and we'd go back home. It was pretty fun. All right, local news.
I still do that concept with the Redbox.
Well, it's just you could dial it up now, too.
I mean,
just dial it on your Google Play and Amazon, whatever it is, and just push a button, and it goes to your credit card. So, yeah, the Redbox, even Redbox feels a little old now.
Exactly.
That's all going to go away. Anyway, time for your local news, Jamie Monticelli.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Community Coalition has unveiled 5 community action plans and ways to address an increase in gun violence. The plans include creating a public policy agenda to get local funding and develop grassroots organizing, taking inventory of and evaluating resources that Champaign and Urbana already have to fight gun violence, and providing more effective marketing and distribution of information for trauma-informed care. Illini Movie Night is coming up Saturday, July 28th at Memorial Stadium. It is free admission. At 6 p.m., they will show Despicable Me 3. At 8, it is Black Panther. Health departments in Illinois and Iowa are investigating a rise in infections linked to McDonald's salads. The Illinois Department of Public Health said it had seen about 90 cases of cyclospora infections. About a fourth of the Illinois cases reported eating salads from McDonald's in the days before they got sick. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weekend forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good today. A little warm, high 91, low 68. Sunshine by day, clear in the evening. Sunny to start tomorrow, high 90. Then a 50% chance of showers, low 70. 50% chance of rain in the forecast on Sunday, high 87, low 71. We're currently at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
My closest can be with John Eisner and Kevin Anderson, former Illini, in the first set of the semi. At Wimbledon, during a tie break, 4-2, John Eisner. Definite advantage here, 6-6 in the first set, but Eisner is definitely got the edge here to win the first set in the tie break. So, man, they're razor close. I mean, they're just both playing great, both serving it up. 141 on that serve by John Eisner. That's crazy. I had no idea they could serve it that fast. Amazing. ESPN 93.5, Jeremy Warner Show will be headed to downtown Chicago for Big Ten Media Day coming up live Monday and Tuesday, June 23-24. Join the show as Jeremy and Austin chat with various coaches, including very own Lovie Smith and Josh Whitman. Plus, get interviews with Illini football players, latest news in the Big Ten. Of course, Illinois hoping to do better than they did last year. Coverage brought to you by, as we broadcast live from Chicago, a week from this Monday and Tuesday, Get Out and Go RV in Hoopston, Illinois. Get Out and Go is the only place in central Illinois you can find little guy teardrop campers. Visit them near the intersection of Routes 1 and 9 to see little guy Max and little guy Mini Max. Visit them online at Get Out and Go RV. All right. It's 8:09. Teens apparently aren't working. Lazy days of summer. Why aren't teens working summer jobs? Summer jobs are disappearing. The number of teens working during their summer has shrunk to about half, to roughly a third, since the start of the millennium. Parenting Specialist Harry Harrison Jr. Harry, why aren't we working?
Well, so the situation is that like around 1978, 1980, 60% of the teens were in the workforce in the summer. And last summer, just 35% were. So, yeah, you know, like you said, almost half the teens that used to work are no longer working. So there's a real temptation to blame parents, laziness, indolence, and everything. But what may be the culprit is education, actually, because there's more kids in summer school than ever before.
Why is that?
It's like college. Mm-hmm. College. The number of 16 and 19 year olds enrolled in summer school has like tripled in the last 20 years because of college requirements. Well, high school is getting tougher. The requirements for college, you know, like 4 years of language, 4 years of math, 4 years of science, three years of chemistry, that kind of thing. It's kids cannot finish these requirements in 4 years of high school, so they have to go to the summer. So they're using summer to take the courses that they would need to graduate, and they're using summer to take advanced AP courses.
Well, and that's the case. They're kind of working. I mean, that counts. I think if you're going to school, it totally counts.
Totally. So they're spending their summers getting ready for college.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm sure many of them are doing volunteer work. I'm sure many of them have, you know, are going Puerto Rico to build houses, that kind of thing. So they're not just sitting on the rear end.
Yep.
They are busy. Now, the question is this a good thing? Is this a good thing for a high school student or a college student to show up with absolutely zero work experience for the time to apply for a job? And the evidence suggests, no, that's not really a good thing at all. Mm-hmm. An employer is going to want to know, have you showed up on time? Have you, you know, have you committed to a job? Have you succeeded? Have you pleased your boss? And if you have absolutely nothing to put on your resume except summer school, then you're going to be hampered because there are a lot of teens that are out there working and going to school, and some of them are doing volunteer work, and some of them are going to doing mission trips, and they're still working.
Right.
So it's just a question parents are going to have to ask themselves. Is it good for my son or daughter to do nothing but summer school and volunteer, or do they really need to be exposed to the workforce to learn how to have to make a living?
I think we all kind of work summer jobs when we were kids that we didn't like.
Walking those beans.
You betcha. But it was good training, and we knew it wasn't forever, right? Sometimes you're getting mired in a job and it's there every year and you can't really do much about it because you need the money, you need the job, you need all the things. But as a kid, you know, you have these little jobs and you work a month or two and then you got to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good training. You're right to be on time, to do good work, to be fired up about it and all those things you learn.
One of the great things about summer jobs is to teach you, hey, I want to make more money than this. I want a better job than this.
Yep.
What am I going to have to do to lift myself up above this? You know, if you spend the summer mowing yards, you can make good money, but you decide pretty quickly, this is not what I want to do, but I'm 21.
Right.
Well, talk about the money management part of it, too, for those teenagers who aren't working but maybe are doing more volunteering and church work, as you suggested. Are they getting that money management factor in?
Absolutely not. When you have a job, you're independent of your parents at that point in time. They may slip you a 10 every now and then, but if you're making $150, $200 a week, you're pretty independent. You might even be able to buy a car. So if you have a job, you're learning how to manage money. You're learning the value of money. You're learning that, you know, a lot of kids, and we talk about this, is that they don't know what a dollar is. They don't know the value of money. Mm-hmm. A teenage girl can just desire a $700 Prada purse, but not have any conception of what it takes to make $700. You go to work in the summer and spend 2 months making $700. You now have an idea of what that Prada purse actually costs.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the advantage of working.
Yeah, and it'll also find out if it's not a Prada, you can get a few things and the money will be gone really quickly. I've told my kids, save all you can, save, because you can spend it all in a day if you want. I mean, it's real easy to do that.
You can spend it on one item.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't take long to spend it, but takes a while to save it. All right, Harry, where do people find you?
fearlessparenting.com.
All right. Keep up your fine work, my friend.
Thank you. Good talking to y'all.
Good talking to y'all, too. Okay, it looks like
fearlessparenting.com.
Fearlessparenting.com. I think Kevin Anderson has stormed back to win the first set. So he is now leading one set to none in a 7-6. Just absolutely even Steven. So I don't. This is going to go a while. I mean, this thing could go that 4 or 5 hours we've talked about. All right, quarter after. Let's check your morning sports, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, a lot of people watching the Wimbledon in the semifinals with Kevin Anderson and John Isner. Both tall guys. Kevin 6'8", John 6'10". And you've already seen 140-mile-an-hour,
yeah,
sir.
141.
Wow. Serena Williams also in the zone for the women's singles finals. Angelique Kerber, she'll be taking on. Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal will be going at it later today. Setting up things for Sunday and Wimbledon's finale. The World Cup finale will be at 10 a.m. Central Time on Sunday with France and Croatia. Cardinals hosting Cincinnati. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5, and here's your Redbird recap.
Three games left before the All-Star break, and it begins tonight with the Cincinnati Reds in town for the first of a weekend series against the Cardinals at 7:15. Carlos Martinez against Matt Harvey. I will have Ameren Total Access for you at 6:20. Redbirds 47-44, but Carlos has been great. He's won his last three after struggling in his first four starts since coming off the disabled list. The voice of the Cardinals on Fox Sports Midwest, Dan McLaughlin, on an improved Cincinnati team.
It's been a dramatic turnaround under Jim Riggleman, and they're doing a lot of the little things that he has preached time and again, and good for him. He's a good baseball man that many of us know here in St. Louis, and obviously has turned things around with the Reds.
With three games left before the All-Star break, Cardinals will try to turn things around. 6:20 pregame, 7:15 first pitch. The Cardinals and Reds right here on the St. Louis Cardinals radio network.
Cubs have a game in San Diego, so that's a late one. 9:10 start on U.S. 105.9 against the Padres. And with Pittsburgh beating Milwaukee 6-3 yesterday, Cubs are just a game back.
Yeah, and Cardinals 6.5 back and still hoping for a shot at that wild card, and we'll see what happens with trade deadline just a few weeks away and all the rumors about the rent-a-man, Manny Machado, 22 home runs, who gets him? Will Milwaukee actually close the deal for him? If Milwaukee gets Manny Machado, the Cubs have a problem. That's going to be tough. Otherwise, I think the Cubs will surge to the top like they normally do after All-Star break. But if the Milwaukee Brewers are able to land Manny Machado, that could get interesting. So I don't know.
Just looking, speaking of homers and big bats, I know Carl Schwarber's in the home run derby for the Cubs.
Oh, fun. That'll be fun.
And taking on Alex Bregman. And then we've got the round setup. I was just checking. Javier Baez is in there, too.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, we know Javier Baez was part of that pro camp action, yep, with Welch's Fruit Snacks. And again, congratulations to Cole Thrasher, Muhammad Seymour, fifth grader, and RJ Cinnamon, who's a huge Javier Baez and Cubs fan.
Well,
St. Matthew's going to that experience earlier on in the month.
Bryce Harper is also in it, slugger for the Nationals,
yes,
but it'll be fascinating to see. I think Javier Baez has some wacky talent, and he could be a real sleeper in that home run derby because he hit some long home runs. I think Javi could be very, very fun to watch in the home run derby. It'd be fun. Kyle Schwarber as well. So fun. It is fun to watch that thing. The home run derby at the All-Stars, fun. I think that's Monday night, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Good stuff.
All right. It's 818 ESPN 93.5. We're going to get you some sounds in the studio that'll sound a little like Jurassic Park. There's actually a bird that'll make you think of a velociraptor.
Nice.
It's amazing.
Have you seen that, by the way?
The very latest second
one?
I have not. I just can't get over.
I liked it.
I can't get over Opie's daughter. Ron Howard's daughter is the star of that movie.
That's right.
I didn't.
Dallas,
put that
I think, is her name.
Dallas something something. Howard something.
Right.
Anyway, amazing. And she's good. And of
course,
I love the guy.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. My top
You're
guy.
Having more senior moments
yeah.
this morning.
Yeah, what'd you say? Huh? Speaking of the microphone. Let's check your weather.
All right. We've got sunshine today, high 91, low 68, mostly sunny, high 90 tomorrow. Chance of showers bumps up to 50% later with a low of 70 Saturday night. 87 on Sunday, down to 71. Chance of showers at 50%. We're currently at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
You're all familiar with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Illini Len FCA. We'll talk to Troy Collier here in just a moment. They got some camps
yes.
coming up that are
still
free.
Still some availability
really?
In Urbana.
Not very
but
many.
Champaign is full.
Yeah, Champaign's going to be, yeah. They get so many kids, and they do such a good job.
Yeah.
Touch base about that next. ESPN 93.5, it's Friday, 8:20. Time for your Fox Business Minute.
Fox Business Network. Big banks are reporting earnings. Though Wells Fargo's quarter was disappointing, J.P. Morgan's business was better than expected. Citigroup's earnings top forecast, though it made less money from trading. AT&T and Time Warner have already closed their merger, but the Justice Department is appealing the court decision that allowed the combination. AT&T is keeping Time Warner's cable networks in a business unit separate from AT&T's communications business, anticipating a possible appeal. Build-A-Bear Workshop says it will extend its sale through the summer after its promotional event attracted massive crowds that had to be turned away. Chief Executive Sharon Price-John says customers will be offered a $15 voucher through August 31st. She called the overcrowded event heartbreaking. The Dow was up 224 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 107. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-620-5898 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-620-5898 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Flooring Surfaces is your source for the best floors in Central Illinois. And during the Summer of Savings, we're thanking our customers with no sales tax for the month of July. Purchase a new floor, and we'll pay the tax for you. See store for details. If you're looking for that wow factor, Flooring Surfaces has a beautiful showroom filled with the latest fashions in flooring. And if you're on a budget, carpet short rolls or discontinued tile is up to 70% off regular price. You'll find your next floor and pay no sales tax during the Summer of Savings at Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Golf season is here, and Willapon Golf Course in Rantoul is where to be. Enjoy East Central Illinois' most improved course, great food, and a great atmosphere, all for a great price, and take in historic scenic views of the former Chanute Air Force Base. Monday through Friday, golf for just $25 and $30 on Saturday and Sunday, both including a cart. Baby boomers 60 years and older can take advantage of the weekday special, a round and a cart for $20. Book your tee time today at Willapon Golf Course. Call 893-9000 or willowpondgolf.com. ESPN 93.5. Stand by for the Jurassic Park sounding bird.
Okay.
It was really Jurassic Parky. Really good guys. Troy Collier. He's with Illini Land FCA. Troy, how in the heck are you, my friend?
Stevie J, I am so pumped. So good to be on this morning with you and Diane.
Troy was a star athlete at Danville and then played at Eastern Illinois, then was a basketball coach
nice.
At a number of places, and now he's continuing his work in athletics, serving the Lord and touching coaches and helping. And I'm telling you, with that foundation of faith, life is a lot easier, Troy.
Well, it's a lot easier, even though I'm still coaching. I'm coaching coaches now, but I don't really have a win-loss record. So things are pretty less tense in my days now.
Do we have a hard time keeping life like this in perspective?
As far as in the sport culture?
Yeah, I mean, it's just you yeah. can't go 24/7 on anything. There has to be some life yeah. balance. You have to have a longer view, don't you?
Well, and that's one of the biggest purposes of FCA is to help deal with that perspective, to help people not focus so much on earthly things as far as winning and money and these things that can grab hold of us in sport, but definitely the eternal perspective. Like there is an internal aspect to our being. And so we try to help coaches and athletes with that perspective.
Troy, with you starting out as a young athlete, was FCA part of your life or God part of your life? Or was there an aha moment where you were like, yes, it's all about Jesus?
Well, for me growing up, I grew up in a family who was Jesus lovers. So I grew up in the church very young, knowing who Jesus Christ was. I really didn't become a follower until I became an adult, really into my early 30s. But I knew who Christ was. I believed in who he was. But there was a lordship aspect when he grabbed my heart, actually a month after I got married, to say, you know what, you need me. So you need to make a strong decision to follow me and not just believe in me. And so there's no question Jesus Christ has been in my life my entire life.
Well, I think about my own Fellowship of Christian Athletes experience at Unity High School. So grateful to Joe Somerville for having these huddles at Unity and having time where we could pray before our athletic events and things like that and do that on our own choice. Of course, we weren't in people's face about this. But so it's kind of a unique perspective for you since you didn't experience that much as a teenager.
No, I didn't. Even though I was in sport, I really didn't hear much about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes until about 7 or 8 years ago. I didn't know that it's been around for over 60 years, and we're now growing internationally to close to about 2,000 full-time staff around the world. And so it is a huge sport ministry that allow us to take the gospel of Jesus to coaches and athletes where they are on their fields, their tracks, their courts, their mats, in their locker rooms, and those kind of things.
Well, you guys have some camps coming up. Tell me about the genesis of all of it. You guys started, you had a few kids show up. Then what happened?
Well, it is organized chaos, Stevie J. It's beautiful. We're going to impact this summer roughly between 800 to 1,000 households. Hmm. We'll have 1,000 kids sign up for a free camp, entering third graders to entering eighth graders. But here's another sweet part about what we do. We have high school kids. We'll have probably about 100 of them. They're going to be the leaders of the camp. They are the ones that we develop spiritually, biblically, to help pour into elementary and middle school kids. And so it's an amazing opportunity for us to serve this community, take the gospel to them, which we've been called to do in Scripture, and allow them to do that in sport. We'll offer 11 sports at Champaign Centennial and 10 sports at Urbana High School. Mm. And so we get a chance to mix two amazing things, sports and Jesus.
That's awesome. Now, coming up next week on the 16th, you'll have the campers come out at Centennial, and you could still use a few volunteers?
Yes, this is definitely a community event. We cannot put on these camps for the past 19 years without volunteers. And so we're looking for volunteers. And you can easily go sign up on our website, IlliniLandFCA.org, IlliniLandFCA.org. It's a huge banner that will pop up. You can hit our day camp. And we're looking for people to help serve in the morning, Monday and Wednesday morning, during registration. And then throughout the day, we need volunteers to help with food prep. We need people to help to serve the kids lunch and snack. And really, it's an opportunity to love on these kids during camp.
That's an awesome deal. All right, how do people reach you, tell you that they can help you? What do they do?
Well, again, the best and easiest way right now, because we do need volunteers for the Champaign camp starting next week and then the week of the July 30th through the 3rd, we need several volunteers for that camp as well. And we're also looking for a few campers for the Urbana camp. Mm. Registration will close July 18th. But you can find out all this information and sign up on IlliniLandFCA.org.
So people can still get in as a free camper from July 30th through the 3rd at Urbana High School.
At Urbana High School. We were forced to open up a second location after being sold out for the last 3 years at Champaign Centennial. And we're like, you know what? We need to reach more people. And so we're just so grateful for our community, for our public school systems that allows us to have these camps at their, you know, schools, Champaign, Centennial, and Urbana. And so we're still looking for a few more campers at Urbana.
What's the time on that from the 30th through the 3rd?
The time, it is a day camp, so typically the day will start at about 8:30, and it will go to about 2:45.
Okay.
Awesome. Troy Collier, God bless you, brother. Doing a great job with FCA. Keep up your great work.
Really appreciate you all. God bless.
Talk to you soon. Troy Collier with FCA.
IlliniLand, FCA.org.
Yep, they could use your help if you've got a little bit of time next week. And then again, the 30th of July through the 3rd of August, some campers. It's free week. Free. Free.
Yeah.
Hello.
With some food and snacks involved.
Yeah. It's lots of good fellowship there. Check your local news coming up. And then that bird that sounds like you're in Jurassic Park. Stand by. Scoville Zoo, Ken Fry, all next. ESPN 93.5.
It's time for your Out and About with Visit Champaign County. Plenty of things going on this weekend. It continues Historic Farm Days out in Penfield. It's going on now through Sunday. A blacksmith shop. Check out the log cabin, lawn, and garden tractor displays. Impressive truck displays, tractor pulls, steam engines, and more. You won't want to miss it. Historic Farm Farmdays.org for more information. Also going on this weekend, it's 13 presented by the Twin City Theater Company at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign. Don't miss this story about a 13-year-old whose life is turned upside down after his parents' divorce, and he's forced to move from the Big Apple to a small town in Indiana. Shows run all this weekend in downtown Champaign. And Street Fest with the Champaign Park District is back. Join them for live local music in the streets of downtown Champaign. This month it's live music from Caleb Brown, Craig Russo, Latin Jazz Project, and Mojo, a tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's a look at your Out and About this weekend with Visit Champaign County. You can learn more online at visitchampaigncounty.org.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu.
I didn't criticize the Prime Minister. I have a lot of respect for the Prime Minister.
The President standing with the British Prime Minister after meetings outside London, pushing back after he gave an interview with the Sun newspaper in which he said Theresa May's Brexit plan kills hope of a U.S. trade deal. At the joint press conference, the President adding he said tremendous things about May not mentioned in the news story. The ex-FBI agent who exchanged anti-Trump text messages with Agent Peter Strzok could be facing a lot of questions today.
Lisa Page is expected to go behind closed doors with members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees today after having defied a subpoena. Her appearance comes a day after her former colleague and lover, Peter Strzok, was grilled publicly over those text messages he exchanged with Page during the 2016 campaign.
Fox News's Rachel Sutherland. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named a Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralILHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in t-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
Oh, hey, hi, hello there. It's me, your air conditioner. You can call me AC if you want, but Mr. Conditioner is my dad's name. Okay, listen, you may have noticed that I'm using a lot of energy right now, and that's why you need to call an expert. Yep, the experts can give me a precision tune-up, so you'll save up to 30% on energy bills, and I won't have to work so hard, which is great because I'm about to pass out.
At Chief Bauer Service Experts, get $41 off a precision tune-up. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com. For expert service guaranteed.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine. Today's high 91, 68 our low this evening with clear conditions. Sunny to start with a high 90, partly cloudy by day, and then a 50% chance of rain late, low 70 Saturday night. 50% chance of rain on Sunday's forecast, otherwise partly cloudy, high 87, low 71. We're currently at 72, ESPN 93.5.
Summer is here, so take a swing at Legends Golf Course, conveniently located in Southwest Champaign across from the new Carl at the Fields. It's a full practice facility with a driving range, a nine-hole executive course. Professional teaching, club sales, and repair are available for your convenience. Sign up with a partner or by yourself for weekly ladies and men's leagues with no long-term commitments. Short on time? Play nine at the Legends. Visit their website for more information at legendsofchampaign.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
ESPN 93.5, Ken Fry, Scoville Zoo. How in the heck are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me over.
Well, you brought critters here.
I did. I brought a gecko with me. First of all, I wanted to show you a little gecko. And I think geckos are one of those fun animals that you can have as pets, and they do fairly well. You can see they throw a lot of fat in their tail, as I do in my belly. That's kind of what they do for if things get lean. Yeah, they can live off the fat of the tail. And then there's some gecko species that can actually lick their eyeballs. They actually don't have eyelids, but they just their tongues can come out and lick their eyeballs every once in a while to keep those moist. So, but this guy can blink. He's a leopard gecko, and you find them in Afghanistan, Pakistan area of the world.
What does it do? I mean, does it bite me? Does it do anything?
It eats insects. So he's working the rocks and the little rooks and crannies of.
Got the tongue going boom and grabbing.
And he'll just grab it with his mouth probably, and then chomp it up and swallow it. Yeah.
Okay, so the gecko is outstanding. What else? You got someone looks like a porcupine.
Yeah, I do. I brought a hedgehog with me, and his name's Leonard.
Leonard.
And Leonard's one of those shy guys, but when he's shy, he rolls up into a ball. And those spines go every which direction. And when he's relaxed, they kind of lay back, kind of like you combed your hair and all lays back. But when he's a little more worried, then the spines go every which direction, and it kind of makes them look a little more ominous. And then if you get close to it, he'll sniff and jump, and those spines will poke right into your nose or whatever critter is close to
you. I mean, they're really sharp.
Oh, yeah, they're very sharp. They'll go right into the nose and
you have to be kidding.
Make you think twice about
it's like an active cactus or something.
It is, yeah. It's like a cactus that's rolled up and just jumping at you.
Nuts.
Imagine that walking through the forest.
And then what's moving over there?
I brought a kookaburra with me, and his name is Irwin. And Irwin's a great critter.
The gecko to Amber. Gecko. Very nice.
And I'll get Irwin.
What in the world is Irwin doing? And Irwin is a kookaburra, which is a big bird.
Big bird, and he's a...
Hi.
They come from Australia in the wild, and he has a great, great voice. And let's see, Irwin, you want to talk for him? You want to talk?
I have seen this in Jurassic Park, my friend.
Yeah. So... Watch your eyes and run for cover.
Again, this is Australia, indigenous Australia. I've never heard of that.
You find them in Australia. And actually, there's a song that that kids will sing, Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, and this is about the kookaburra. And so they're the merry king of the bush, and they have that laugh. They're called the laughing kookaburra, so it almost sounds like they have a laugh to them.
They need more than a worm. It's a big bird.
It would. And they're called part of the kingfisher family, so... Huh. Kingfishers will go after fish most of the time, and this guy will actually go more after lizards and snakes. Like in Australia, there's more of the outback kind of food.
Like a lot of them in Australia, all over the place?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Like maybe my robin here or something?
Crows, maybe. Okay. And they will live in big groups, and when they all get singing at the same time, it's deafening.
Yeah. If I come to Scoville Zoo, you guys got so many different animals, don't you?
We do. We got wolves and cheetahs. We're the only zoo in Illinois with cheetahs. We have camels and zebras and monkeys. And
it's Decatur. It's 45 minutes.
It's 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah. You're there, and you can spend an hour and a half to 2 hours at our zoo. We have the Children's Museum right next door.
Yeah, yeah.
had a multi-million-dollar addition to their facility. So you can make a day of it.
And what if they wanted to hire you to come bring critters? Can you do that?
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. We have a mobile zoo program that we can go out, and sometimes it's not me. But, you know, if you have a service club group, I'd be happy to come and talk to it. But we have volunteers and other staff that will take mobile zoo animals out to different, like, schools and nursing homes and county fairs and all these different
things. Fly out of bed in the morning, man. You love your stuff.
It's awesome. Animals are awesome. I love promoting animals and promoting conservation for the animals, and it's a fun place to go to work.
Ken Fry, Scoville Zoo. How do they find you? How do they reach you?
We're at ScovilleZoo.com, or just come over to Decatur, and you can find us. We're right by the lake.
Thank you for introducing us to some nature.
Yeah.
Love it. Congratulations. Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me over.
Ken Fry, Scoville Zoo, ESPN 93.5.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's is having our big summer sale. All trees are 20% off, all perennials 10% off, all shrubs 10% off, and annuals are 50% off. It's our best prices of the year, and we still have great inventory. And Country Arbor's offers a tree planting service on all our trees. We do everything and guarantee our work for 5 years. July and August is a great time to plant. Just because you're hot doesn't mean the plants aren't enjoying the sunshine. So stay out of the heat and let us do the work. You can find out more information at countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery, and have a great day.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewer. Washington Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105. Okay. And officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Kookaburra.
Mm-hmm.
And Irwin's a great critter. I'm gonna actually go get him.
Handing the gecko to Amber. Gecko. Very nice.
And I'll get Irwin.
What in the world is Irwin doing? And Irwin is a kookaburra, which is a big bird.
Big bird, and he's a.
Hi.
They come from Australia in the wild, and he has a great, great voice. And
he just like did this thing. Ken did this thing, and got him. The kookaburra to Irwin to talk.
Hey, Irwin, you want to talk for him? You want to talk?
That's Ken. And here comes Jurassic Park. I have seen this in Jurassic Park.
Didn't that sound like a velociraptor or whatever they are?
I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, good. Thank you, Ken Fry, for coming by Scoville Zoo.
And I do remember the song, Kookaburra Lives in the Old Gum Tree.
Vaguely, my past.
Well, you were in Australia. Did you ever see one?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
But you did see koala bears and kangaroos.
Yeah. We did that. The kids, when they went back, got to go, they found a bunch of wild kangaroos. And I'm telling you what, those big wild kangaroos like the carrots a lot, but you got to watch your big feet. You don't want to get kicked either. That'd be bad.
Wow.
They're big, way taller than the kids. And like when they stretch up, they're 6-7 feet tall.
Okay.
And you've got these little kids running around, which are the baby kangaroos. I think called
Joey.
Kid. Joey.
In the pouch.
You got these little Joeys running around. They love them too. Anyway, no, Australia's really cool, and they got all kinds of stuff I don't know about.
Right.
And you go out in the outback or something, I wouldn't want to do that. There's all kinds of things slithering around, too.
Uh-huh.
They got lots of nature.
Exactly.
All right, ESPN 93.5, check your sports headlines, 8:43.
All right. Cardinals hosting Cincinnati. Since the Cardinals, Cubs, and Chicago White Sox were all off yesterday, it was just a fresh start today for these various series that are starting up. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 as they get things started this evening against the Reds. Did you want to do a Redbird recap?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Reds coming
Let's move
in.
On, then.
Playing much better.
I don't know what that reaction was.
It was like, okay, I think we're fine.
Okay.
But the Cardinals, if you think about it, these guys have been playing since March. So you had March, April, May, June, and now into July. So when they come back, it's kind of like coming back after Thanksgiving. You have like a week of class and finals. That's kind of what it is for these guys. They got 2 months left. And some of them that's already over, there's probably only, 10 teams in the National League that have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals are one of them, so are the Cubs.
That's right.
Trying to make postseason.
Now, it looks like when it comes to our 89th annual Major League Baseball All-Star break, that Miles Michaelis was on the agenda to be in the reserves in the pitching realm, but because he's going to start on Sunday against Cincinnati, he's got a little asterisk next to his name.
But he'll be there. He
right.
gets to hang around with
I
all the guys.
I believe so, and yeah. I think that's the same with Cubs' John Lester. So he's got an asterisk next to his game.
I would think they
wonder if they're going to start him against the Padres.
You're not going to probably pitch.
Right.
But you've been replaced because they know you're not going to pitch. But certainly you'll be in the dugout.
Right.
And hang out with everybody, which is most of the fun.
Right.
You just won't perform.
Also in the reserves is catcher Yadier Molina. On the Cubs side, we have catcher Wilson Contreras and second baseman Javier Baez. Now, they look like they're in the starting lineup for the event. Cubs in San Diego, later game after 9 tonight, heard on U.S. 105.9. Chicago White Sox will host Kansas City. By the way, White Sox with Jose Abreu in the American League lineup. World Cup action on Sunday. We'll have France and Croatia at 10 a.m. We also have the finale for Wimbledon scheduled for then. Right now, Kevin Anderson in action against John Isner. We'll see who he plays. One of them, Novak Djokovic or Rafael Nadal.
Yeah,
also, Serena Williams is in the finals.
And this is just a coin flip. John Isner against Kevin Anderson, mm-hmm. former Illini. I mean, it's even as you can get in a tennis match. 7-6 Anderson first set, second set 4-4, tied 30-30. It's just flip a coin. They look the same. 1-6-10, 1-6-8. They both hit rocket shots. And right now, Kevin Anderson has a chance here to break serve. Ooh, this would be big. Oh, come on, man. Oh, I'm sorry. Watching TV.
Yeah, he is.
8:46.
Hi, this is Habib Habib, CEO of BPC, and this is your Motivational Minute. Ever wonder whether you are a good example to others? Are you consistent in what you say and do? The saying goes, your actions speak so loudly I can't hear what you say, which means others look at our actions, not just at what we say. Francis Bacon said, it's not what we eat, but what we digest that makes us strong. Not what we gain, but what we save that makes us rich. Not what we read, but what we remember that makes us learned. And not what we profess, but what we practice that gives us integrity. He also said, he that gives good advice builds with one hand. He that gives good counsel and example builds with both hands. But he that gives good counsel and bad example builds with one hand and pulls down with the other. As we live life, let's be consistent with our words and actions. Words are meaningless without the actions to support them, and they are beautiful when they match our actions. To hear other Motivational Minutes, go to HabibHabib.com.
Did you know Chicago's airports offer you more than 1,500 direct, daily, domestic, and international flights? Did you also know Peoria Charter sends 10 buses every day to and from Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports out of Champaign? Riding clean, climate-controlled comfort while relaxing with a professional driver behind the wheel. You can also experience the convenience of being dropped off at the front door of the airport. To learn more, see the schedule, or purchase a ticket, visit PeoriaCharter.com and click on Buy a Ticket. That's PeoriaCharter.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
We know every fork in the trail leads to a new adventure. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Make this summer last during family summer camp at Bass Pro Shops in Cabela's. Plus, get great deals on great gear, like select ladies' shorts and tops starting at under $15. And save 25% on all in-stock towable tubes. Go online to learn more. Bass Pro Shops in Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
ESPN 93.5, here's your weekend weather forecast.
Looking good with a high 91 today, 68 our low tonight with clear conditions, sunny again tomorrow, high 90, then a 50% chance of showers, low 70, 87 on Sunday, down to 71 with a 50% chance of rain, otherwise partly cloudy. We've got sunshine now, the temperature's at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Back to wrap in a moment.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named the Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Did you hit something wrong?
No, I didn't touch anything.
Is your belt
in? You want to go?
Okay.
It just, like, I don't think there's smoke coming out of this.
I see.
But this is seemingly gone.
Okay.
So you might want to go.
Austin has taken off running, so.
Thank you.
I think he's on it.
ESPN 93.5, Jeremy Warner Show, heading to downtown Chicago for Big Ten Media Day, live Monday and Tuesday, June 23 and 24. Join the show as Jeremy and Austin chat with various coaches, including very own Lovie Smith, also Josh Whitman, athletic director. Plus, you'll get interviews with Illini football players, latest news, and the big programs that Illinois will face.
I love that the U of I Community Credit Union is part of this as you apply for official card of the Fighting Illini football team at IlliniCard.org. You can also get a new card holder and 50,000 bonus points when you spend $5,000 on the card within the first 90 days. Redeem points to fly anytime, anywhere with no blackout dates. Apply today, IlliniCard.org.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All Canister Wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is your store for all things Liddyville. Participate in the growing phenomenon by getting yourself new Liddyville gear. Pioneered by the Illinois coaching and recruiting staff, Liddyville is taking over Champaign-Urbana and is bonding all Fighting Illini fans and alumni to each other in the area. It's what makes us great. Shop official Liddyville apparel only at Game Day Spirit here in Champaign or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Well, we're
go Illini.
Wishing all of the Illini luck at the John Deere up in Silvis, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of ILL-INI chance.
Yes.
Luke Guthrie shot 63 on the web.com.
Right.
Champions Tour, Mike Small, Illinois golf coach, tied for first with Kenny Perry, shot 65 up in Highland Park. That's in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the John Deere, you got your
Nick Hardy in
Nick
the run.
Hardy is 66, and that's in 11th place. This Wheatcraft fellow shot 62. I mean, I've been on the golf course. I've walked that golf course. It's 62. It's just crazy. It's just unbelievable shooting. You just got to make so many nice shots to shoot 62, and a lot of putts have to roll in. Dylan Meyer is at 68. D.A. Point, 69. Steve Stricker feels like a slacker, and he was 2 under. It's going to be some really low scoring. Usually minus 23 will win the John Deere. And then what's kind of cool is after the John Deere, there's about 8 or 10 of the guys that kind of go in on a jet. And they fly out, I presume. I don't know where they fly out, actually. Got to get a pretty big jet to Silvis, Illinois. They have a pretty good-sized airport there near the Quad Cities. Anyway, they'll fly directly into to Great Britain, to London.
Wow.
They'll take a charter and kind of split it.
Looking at some highlights, Zach Johnson sinks a 13-footer birdie at the John Deere Classic.
Yeah. Which Johnson?
Zach.
Yeah, Zach plays well there. Uh-huh. He's won that a number of times. I saw him when we were there driving a little Beamer. I don't know if he drove that or he rented it or whatever it is, but he had his sunglasses on, looked exactly the same. All right, one more update. The Kevin Anderson, former Illini in the Wimbledon. It's just 5-5. It's a 7-6 first set. Anderson, 5-5 in the second set. It is so even. I mean, as even of a tennis match as I've seen, somebody's got to take an advantage. Maybe somebody will get tired. But, boy, is this thing close. Razor sharp close. They just look like the same player. Both really good. And good luck whoever wins, because they're going to get one of the two best. Djokovic and
Rafael Nadal.
Boy, is he good. Mm-hmm. Rafael Nadal is just, oh, come on. All right. That's right. Jeremy Warner Show.
And good luck to you, Stevie. I know 2 o'clock at City Center on Sunday, 60th anniversary Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant.
Looking forward to being there. Miss Illinois Grace Cacciatore will be there. My wife will be one of the judges, and I'm one of the MCs.
A lot of folks looking good, thanks to Michelle's Bridal Shop and you with the tuxedo.
Yep, I've got to go get that. Please don't let me forget. I need to go get that. Tuxedo at
Sounds
Michelle's
good.
Bridal.
Have a great weekend.
Tuxedo. All right, thank you, Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Stand by. The Jeremy Warner Show coming up.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
It's time for your Out and About with Visit Champaign County. Plenty of things going on this weekend. It continues Historic Farm Days out in Penfield. It's going on now through Sunday. A blacksmith shop. Check out the log cabin, lawn, and garden tractor displays. Impressive truck displays, tractor pulls, steam engines, and more. You won't want to miss it. HistoricFarmDays.org for more information. Also going on this weekend, it's 13 presented by the Twin City Theater Company at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign. Don't miss this story about a 13-year-old whose life is turned upside down after his parents' divorce, and he's forced to move from the Big Apple to a small town in Indiana. Shows run all this weekend in downtown Champaign. And Street Fest with the Champaign Park District is back. Join them for live local music in the streets of downtown Champaign. This month, it's live music from Caleb Brown, Craig Russo, Latin Jazz Project, and Mojo, a tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's a look at your Out and About this weekend with Visit Champaign County. You can learn more online at visitchampaigncounty.org.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All canister wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Flooring Surfaces is your source for the best floors in Central Illinois. And during the Summer of Savings, we're thanking our customers with no sales tax for the month of July. Purchase a new floor, and we'll pay the tax for you. See store for details. If you're looking for that wow factor, Flooring Surfaces has a beautiful showroom filled with the latest fashions in flooring. And if you're on a budget, carpet short rolls or discontinued tile is up to 70% off regular price. You'll find your next floor and pay no sales tax during the Summer of Savings at Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
today.
Golf season is here, and Willapon Golf Course in Rantoul is where to be. Enjoy East Central Illinois' most improved course, great food, and a great atmosphere, all for a great price, and take in historic scenic views of the former Chanute Air Force Base. Monday through Friday, golf for just $25 and $30 on Saturday and Sunday, both including a cart. Baby boomers 60 years and older can take advantage of the weekday special, a round and a cart for $20. Book your tee time today at Willow Pond Golf Course. Call 893-9000 or willowpondgolf.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis or New Zealand or Cape Horn or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to steviejtravel.com for all the information. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go? You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.